Just so you have something to compare to, I wanted to show you how I drew my flash flood warning using those four considerations we talked through, starting with the current threat. Toggling between FFMP and Crest Unit Streamflow, I noticed that the spatial footprint of Crest Unit Streamflow was much smaller than FFMP, so I made sure to use both of those to help shape my polygon so I wouldn't miss any areas that needed to be covered. In FFMP, I included basins close to or exceeding flash flood guidance, and in Crest Unit Streamflow, I made sure my warning covered the main footprint. As for impact variability, this is a pretty rural area, so I intentionally stopped my polygon extent right at the Wichita Falls city boundary shown in white, because I know the impacts there will be more heightened, and I'd rather draw a separate warning to be able to message accordingly as well. As for upstream propagation, I noticed we have more storms coming in reflectivity, so I oriented my polygon in the direction of their movement, as well as pulled it to the south in anticipation of future heavy rainfall there that will only fill in the flash flood response as well. As for downstream trace, I noticed using FFMP downstream basin trace tool that most water was flowing to the east/northeast, so I hedged my warning a few basins downstream in that direction. Not going too crazy because it's as flat as an earth conspiracy theory here. I noticed a few basins on the southwest side of my polygon all flow directly to the south, so I gave myself buffer room in that direction there as well. Lastly, I pulled my polygon on the southwest side all the way to the CWA border in yellow so there wouldn't be any awkward gaps that would likely fill in once storms moved through.